Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees, blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. Wish you were here. Oh, my God, so glad to be with you, you and you. Thanking God for you for being with us another day. Thanking God for you praying for us and praying for me. The throat feels a little bit better today, so keep praying for me as I pray for you. So glad to be amongst the living, aren't you? Yes. Now, you're going to call us, aren't you, today at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Yes, yes. Give us a call. Testify to us. Tell us what God has done. We especially want to thank God today for our friend in the UK, Pastor Sydney McKenzie. We want to thank God for you. You can give us a call and talk about the Lord again to tell what God has already done for you. In Jesus' name. And we thank God for you. We thank God for a friend there in Canada. We thank God for him also and his wife. We thank God for them right now in Jesus' name. Ain't God good? God is so good. We are still praying for Robert and Karen Battle. We're still praying for them. Father God, in Jesus' name, hear the cry of your children today in the name of Jesus right now. Father, we're still praying for Bishop Eichenberger, we still pray for him there in Jacksonville. Lord, touch the bishop, God. Make him ever with hope from head to toe in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Tracy. Father, they are in West Palm Beach. Touch her right now in Jesus' name. Make her ever with hope right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Helen Ward, God. Speak to her heart and her mind there, Father God, in Jesus' name. She already went home, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, Father. Father, we ask you to touch Lawrence Jackson Jr. there in Louisiana. Touch him today, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, and make him every whit whole. Father, we ask you to touch Olga Eugene right now in the name of Jesus, who his family is in bereavement at this hour. In Jesus' name, make them whole, Lord. Give them comfort at this time. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask God to touch and deliver God Almighty, Miss D. Father, touch them today, Lord God. We trust and hope that the daughter has come home, returned home safely. We're looking for them to continue. Father God, touch Yvonne Christian in the name of Jesus, God, recovering at home. Touch them right now in Jesus' name and make them every whit whole. Touch Etta Stevens in Jesus' name. Touch her body in the name of Jesus. Make her every whit whole, Father God, in Jesus' name. You need prayer today. You need someone to pray. Call us, and we will pray and add you to our prayer list, okay? Amen. Because, you know, we believe in the power of prayer. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. And we do have people praying all often. You know, we own several prayer lines so that we can have prayer continue to be made. If you missed this broadcast, you may talk to Deacon Mike on I'm Just Saying on Mondays, and on that prayer list. You could be there, be on our prayer line on Friday night at 11, the Wailing Wall, or you can just stop by the church. We have prayer to noonday prayer on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, yes, yes. God is moving. There is never too much prayer. You know what we used to say all the time? More prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. No prayer, no power. You see, we used to say that. We done got out of that now. We got too cute for all that. But I tell you one thing, you still need prayer. Yes, yes, prayer is the answer. I don't know where you've been so long, but you know prayer is still the answer to everything. All right, let me leave a little bundle of words to you today, okay? Love is the spark that kindles the fire of compassion. Compassion is the fire that flames the candles of service. Service is the candle that ignites the torch of hope. Hope is the torch that lights the beacon of faith. Faith is the beacon that reflects the power of God. God is the power that creates the miracle of love. That's a bit much, I know, but would you like to hear that again? Love is the spark that kindles the fire of compassion. Compassion is the fire that flames the candles of service. Service is the candle that ignites the torch of hope. Hope is the torch that lights the beacon of faith. Faith is the beacon that reflects the power of God. And God is the power that creates the miracle of love. Ah, isn't that wonderful? I tell you, that is so wonderful. I tell you. We thank God for being here with you again today. We thank God for Pastor Sharon with us again, that dynamic woman of God, you know. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. One of them young women that God is using in this day and time. Isn't that wonderful? And, of course, we have with us our own engineer here, Sister Diane. Yes, she's here too today. Oh, she's getting in the groove, becoming one of those dynamic women of God. Yes, she's coming on up with this word now. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you one thing, you can't be around the fire too long and not get burned. One fire or the other. If you with the bad fire, you get scorched. If you good fire, you have a flame. Yes, she's flaming up here. Yes, she'll be called one of her God's ministers of fire. That's what she's going to be called after a while. After a while, we're going to have to ordain this sister. Yes, yes, she's coming on up. Praise God. How about you? Huh? Why don't you call in? Let me hear what you got. Come on now, 347-857-3925. We will give the space out for you to say what thus saith the Lord to you. Yes, now we ain't tell you to take over the whole broadcast now. We just telling you, come on, give us a little bit of what you got. Yeah, since you got so much, come on, give us a little bit. Let us hear. Yeah, somebody's waiting to hear what you got to say. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. You know, we believe in pushing God's people forth, you know, and giving you a chance. You know, I don't mean to air your dirty laundry, but I mean to talk about the word of God, what God has done for you, how he's blessed you and delivered you, saved you, set you free, and whatever he's done for you. We need praise reports, good praise reports, where somebody else that perhaps don't know what God can do, and by you letting us know what God did for you will help them to believe what God can do for them, that nothing is too hard for God. Is that all right? Think about it now. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Oh, we're going to go on and talk a little bit, just a little bit, then we're going going to let this dynamic woman of God come forth. How, is that all right? Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, it's the truth in it. Ah, glory to God. But, you know, let us know if you enjoy the broadcast in any way. You know, let us know. If you don't, well, praise God anyhow. That's your prerogative. You can or you can't. You can talk about it or you can talk about us any way you want to do it. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? We're going on anyhow with the task that God has set before us. And we're going to finish our course. Yes, we are. Are you finishing yours? All right, now. Come on, now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me read on this scripture. You know, I can find some jewels in here, and, you know, the scripture just enlightens you, you know, and help you to think and think on more than one thing and think about, you know, yourself and think about what you need to be doing and should be doing or shouldn't be doing. You see what I'm saying? That's what the scripture is here for. Isn't that right? Now it reads, we're going to read in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. I'm going to start right here in the second chapter. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ye heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that loved. Now, you know, I could stop there and let you just marinate in that. Yeah? Because, you know, you have not seen, nobody's seen yet or heard, and your heart cannot even imagine what God has already prepared for you. And we're so busy thinking beneath the privileges that God has already given us and the promise. We are thinking beneath that. We can't seem to grab hold of what God has. So this is why we lie, cheat, and steal so much, because we cannot imagine all that God has for us already. That he prepared for us, those of us that love him. If you love God, now I'm not talking about who go to church. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about who love God, truly love God, and is committed to him and his ways. Do you get the picture here today? That's what I'm talking about. But I'm going to read on and let you know what he has for you. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Huh? See, now he revealed them to us by his Spirit. Now, if you don't have the Spirit of God, it's not revealed to you. Now, somebody can lie to you all you want, and you probably believe it. Huh? If you don't have, you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you ain't filled with the Spirit of God, he is not going to reveal anything to you. All right. Now, I'm just reading the Bible. I'm letting you know this right here and now, huh? Unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, let's go on a little further. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Where is it? In him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, you see, we hear people say, well, you know, I pray, and well, you know, I know God, and you don't know him, you know of him. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, dwelling in you, you know of him, you don't know him. All right? Did we settle that? Did you get the picture there? Uh-huh. Amen. And you basically can only know what man's spirit do, what you are, what you have. Did you get the picture? All right, now, we'll get there after a while. You'll get it after a while. Okay, so the things of God knoweth no man, huh, but the Spirit of God. Hear what it say. Should we read that again? the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You can't know these things without the Spirit of God. So therefore, you have so many people out today saying they are of God, and when you hear them, they don't know the Spirit of God. So therefore, they only know the spirit of man because that's who they are. Okay, we're going a little bit further. Amen. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. See, now he's made a way for you, huh? You have already, the way has already been made. It's up to you to accept it. You can accept it or reject it. That's the point, huh? You can accept it or reject it, but it's there. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, this is what you are given to receive. Now, the pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever, they try to give it to you, and you don't want to receive it because you can't comprehend it. Now, when you can't comprehend it, I mean the Spirit of God is not beckoning you, it's not around you in order for you to grab a hold. Now, people talk a good game and they talk about God, and I told you once before, when you read the Bible like it's a comic book, and you consume what is saying, it is just what's written there without knowing the Spirit of God, so that you can get into the revelation of God. So you don't have a revelation, you only have a foreknowledge of what is written, like you do the funny books. But he wants you to know things, the things that are freely given to you of God, what God has given you by his Spirit. Now, he's written word. You have the written word, and you are an intellectual person that can remember and grab hold of that written word, but you have not been indoctrinated yet into the spiritual realm so that you can receive the spiritual aspect of the thing. Well, praise God. Anyhow, I see I wasn't going to get worked up today, didn't I? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we go on a little further and say, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach. Hear what it say now. Let's just read this slowly. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Lord, have mercy. We can stay in this scripture here all week long. Because so many times, what are we doing? We want to have our own wisdom. You know, we know this, and we've been educated. We have a PhD. We had a DhD and all the other D's we have, but we have not the Holy Ghost. We don't have that. And when the Holy Ghost teach you, what does it do? It compares spiritual things with spiritual. Now, have you ever thought of why you can only gather the words that you speak in the Bible on a certain level, And that level is man's level. Man's wisdom is what you are retaining within your being. So therefore, once you get it in you, because it's in the head, you know that head knowledge. You got head knowledge, no, not the spiritual knowledge. Okay? Glory be to God. I'm getting on down there. I'm coming on down there. I'm getting down there now. You see? So it's about what's in you. And what's in you, and what's underneath what you say, Huh? We talking about that. Many times people say things out their mouth, but they are not coming from the spiritual realm. Did you get the picture? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter how they say it or what they say. It's the fight this way. If you are spiritual, you will understand the spiritual aspect of it. But if you are not spiritual, you will get it the wrong way every time. Hello. Come on, somebody. Help me, somebody. And when we dwell in that way, where is our conscience at? Do we try to see, go to God and say, God, what are you saying? What are you talking about? What is this about? What is that about? Ask God if you don't know. And when he talks to you, don't just say, well, I just don't get it. It didn't come to me. He didn't tell me. He told you, you just wasn't in the spirit. Huh?
Oh, my God.
All it was you just wasn't in the spirit to grab a hold of it. That's all it is. But you have to live a while, work in God a while, and pray a lot. You have to pray in season and out of season. You pray and don't faint. You see, you always be praying. You never stop praying. I ain't going into that because I'm a person that have learned to pray all the time. And see, I pray while you talking to me because you could be talking nonsense. And when you talking nonsense, I ask God, I say, God, what this person talking about? You know, I say, he sound like a crazy person. You see what I'm saying? I say, God, tell me, what is he talking about? Is he in the spirit? Is he talking in the natural? Because I just don't get it. You see what I'm saying? But because before you can finish asking God, he begin to explain to you, tell you what you need to know. Where the person is coming from. You will either get an understanding or you'll just toss it off in the garbage. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. But the natural man, check it out now. Think about it. Ask yourself, where are you? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Did you hear what that said? Now, I didn't say that. Now, you can talk about me from now to Jesus come. But I didn't say that. The Bible said that. But the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Hello, somebody. So everybody be coming to tell me they know God and they ain't no spirit, they ain't no Holy Ghost and all this stuff. You can see what they are, foolishness, right? Mm-hmm. Now, don't let nobody fool you. Read this scripture to them. Say, you're in the natural. Huh? You're in the natural. You can't receive the things of God because you're not in the spirit. They are the spiritually discerned. Do you hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Glory be to God. Yeah, and you thought it was all right, didn't you? But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet that he himself is judged of no man. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. But in order to judge a situation or judge a person, you must be a spiritual person. You must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and talk in the Spirit. See, when you do those things, man cannot understand where you're coming from. They cannot understand your language, you see, because it's a different language. It's the language of God. Because when you speak with the language of God, you speak in the spiritual realm, not in the natural, not in your man's wisdom, the human. Yeah, you can call. You can call and talk to us today if you desire. Because what we are talking about, and we could ask you a question, what do you have underneath? Hmm? Underneath your facade, underneath your proud words, those big words you use, and underneath the PhDs and all these things, D's you got, and you tell about that, well, I got my doctorate and I got this. You got that, but do you have the Holy Ghost? Praise God, hallelujah. Because, you know, what did we read in the beginning? The Spirit searcheth all things. The deep things of God, the Spirit searches. But you have man's wisdom, man's doctrine. It's what you're using, but you're not using the Spirit. You have not been baptized in the Spirit realm. You see what I'm saying? So that you can only speak the things of God. Yet all you can do is speak a foolish thing. Did you hear that? Because the Bible said, we just read that they, in the 14th chapter, they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Huh? You cannot get it out of that person because it's not in there. Huh? They can only speak what's inside, what they have, in their heart. Do you hear me? So that's the only thing they can speak. Why do you look for them to deal with the spiritual realm? He's saying all you're getting, get an understanding. You are now today getting an understanding of the spiritual realm of Jesus Christ today, letting you know how to tell whether this is a spiritual thing or just you talking through whatever, you know, doctrine you got. Whatever you've been educated in. We'll put it in that way. Okay? But when the Holy Ghost is speaking it, speak of the spiritual things of God. And a normal man cannot understand it. A man that's walking in this natural realm of man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. So he can't understand them. You want to know why you have problems with that person. Now you know they're not in the Spirit. Come on now. I'm just talking, this is time to talk about it, And I'm talking about what's underneath. It's like when you think about that, they talk about that mulberry tree in the Bible, God shaking the mulberry tree. But when he shook the mulberry tree, what come off the mulberry tree? What you find down on the bottom underneath? Nothing but mulberries. Did you look to find apples? Them purple mulberries. And they can be messy. Have you ever seen a mulberry tree? You been under one? It is messy. You hear what I'm saying? Very messy. Yes, yes, yes. I've seen one. And I like them, though. They taste good. Praise God. But it's messy. Purple, look like the purple never come out your clothes and everything else, off your feet either. Praise God. Amen. But listen, what the 15th verse say, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. This is what he said. Did you get it? For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, when you walk in Christ, you can truly say that you have the mind of Christ. We're not talking the mind of your education. We're not talking about all them doctorates you have and everything and how you've been to school and seminary and how you've been to this college and that college. You don't have to go to no college to know the word of the living God. You just got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and he will reveal all things to you. He will bring them all to your remembrance and to your mind. Now, let's look what 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 and 3 and 16 says. 3 and 16 says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Now, that's what's supposed to be inside of you. But you have been in school so much, you got so much education from the world, the worldly education, until you don't have time to get this. You figure that, well, that's the spirit of God, and that's where, you know, I got all my education. I wonder about some of these seminaries. Do they end up being a cemetery? Huh? I wonder about some of these colleges, what they preach. You go in being a Christian and saying you're full of the Holy Ghost, but when you come out, you got another theory. You own another theology altogether. You don't want no more God, and God ain't no God, and all of this. What happened in there? Huh? What happened? You cannot go in there in the Holy Ghost and come out there and say you ain't got it no more and you living another kind of life. You didn't have it when you went in. Huh? You was not walking in the Spirit if you went in there and say you was full of the Holy Ghost. And when you graduated a few more years of whatever time it took you in there, and you come out and you ain't got no Holy Ghost and your theology has been changed, honey, something is wrong with that picture. Huh? You don't easily drop the Holy Ghost just like that just because you go into school. Now, we have to go back over the picture and see if you had it before you went in there. Or you were just fooling somebody. Lying to, okay, let's put it this, you just lying to somebody. Okay? Hello? But he says in that verse, what did he say? The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. You're the temple. And what's in the temple supposed to be what? Rooted and grounded there in the temple. It's established in the temple. It's set in the temple. Huh? Hello? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Let me give you one more scripture. Then I'm getting on out of here. Let this woman of God go up here. But First Peter says this way, by which are 3:19-20, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in the prison, which sometimes were disobedient, which once long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was prepared, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. Now let's think about this here. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Huh? Quickened by the Spirit. He was put to death for your sin. Huh? You got a right now to get up and walk in the Spirit. You got a right now to speak in tongues. God's tongues, not yours. Let the Holy Ghost have free reign in your life. God lead you and guide you, as that's what it's there for, to lead you and guide you into all truth. Huh? This ain't nothing you pull up, put it up today, and put it down tomorrow because you feel like it when it's convenient. Huh? When he told you must be born again, born of the water and of the Spirit. Did you hear me? That's where you're born again, of the water and of the Spirit. Hello. Now, if you ain't had that experience, well, praise God. Come on up and see us over at our place where we worship at. You come over and see us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we'll help you be born of the water and the Spirit. We'll lead you to it. Now, you can drink it if you want. Hello, somebody. All right, praise God. You know, praise the Lord. You know how I get started, and when that word start to flash, and I be going on and on. But we're going to hear from, you know, we love to hear this great woman of God that we have in our midst today. Amen. She's a faithful soldier in the army of the Lord. You know, glory be to God. We're going to let her go on and say something. I know she got something to add on, and it's good. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word of God from Apostle Porter. I tell you, it lets you reevaluate a lot of things because the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that lets you know that the flesh has to die because he is a spirit being. And you have to recognize when God is moving, you have to recognize what spirit is talking. You got to recognize. See, she was saying that, do you even know the ones that, can you even recognize spiritual things of God? Can you even recognize? I mean, when the apostle was talking, it's like sometimes, like she was saying, sometimes people are talking to you. And they have underlining word, or she will say the tone, or what the real message, what you're saying. And the natural man, a lot of time, people look at the outer appearance of a person. See, and they'll say, well, you know, this person is very mean. By looking at the outer appearance, because that person don't have a smile on their face. But they don't know, and let them see that the person is really kind-hearted. There's something about the person, that's just their demeanor. But you have to recognize by the Spirit of God who the person really are. The person you may say, well, that's the hard cookie to be saved. And God be saying, no, 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 their heart is after me. Their heart is easy. They're not hardening their heart. And the ones you think is so easy from the demeanor that you can, they'll take God at his word, and they're so easy to be saved, their heart is hard. But I like the word of God that lets you know that according to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 14, says, but the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. Everything, you cannot just judge something by your head knowledge. That's what she was talking about. But you got to allow God to let you know. And you have to allow God to let you know, to discern what's the real deal, what's really going on, what's things that you cannot see with a natural eye, and what you see, you don't see it in the natural eye, what's really going on in that situation. Because they say that God, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. You know yourself. Come on now. You know what's in yourself. The spirit of man, which is the natural, is the works of the flesh. Oh, we were talking about what? The works of the flesh. The carnal man works in the works of the flesh. But the spiritual man works with the works of the fruit of the spirit. So you got to really recognize what seems natural to the natural man, it seems foolish. God tell you to go down here and do this. God tell you to trust me. God tell you to move to another, get $1 million home, and you know what you have coming in. It does not add up. It does not comprehend. The natural man will say, listen, you need to come back with more salary. But God said, go ahead and step out and land out in the deep, because God is saying that it's there. I'm already making a way for you, but I come to the natural man. Oh my God, I can't do it. But the spiritual, he's saying, go and do, go and get. And when God speaks something, he knows exactly what he's saying, because the natural man cannot comprehend what he's saying. A natural man cannot comprehend when God saying, by your stripe I am healed. By his stripe you are already healed. Healing is already yours. The blessing is already yours. Because the natural man wants to see it. We always want to see it. I have to see it. I have to touch it. I have to feel it. And if I can't see it, touch it, and feel it, it is not real. But is God real today? He is real. And Hebrews 11, chapter verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the third verse, I read backward, through faith we understand the worlds, with an S now, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, we look around, you look around, and the world looks so real to you, right? You can see it. When you put your foot on the ground holds you up. But what about in the spiritual realm? Which world is more real to you, the natural or the spiritual? Do you know you have to believe God? We have to believe his word. When we don't see it, when we don't feel it, when you can't touch it with the natural hands, but you know it in the realm, spiritual realm. You know without a shadow of doubt that is God. You just know. You have confidence in what God is speaking to you. And it doesn't matter how many people come up and try to tell you otherwise. When you know that you know that you know, you will stand on what God is saying. Why? Because he promised it to you. You have not seen the manifestation in the natural realm, but it's there. He promised you. You can feel it spiritually. You cannot even explain it sometimes, what God is saying to you. You cannot explain it. And sometimes when God is bringing forth the word of knowledge or the deep things of God, sometimes we have to sit down and say, okay, replay it in our mind. Why? Because the natural man normally don't want to understand. It's foolishness. It doesn't make sense. And whatever doesn't make sense to you, you try to throw it away. You don't even say, okay, God, give me the understanding what the person is saying. Understand what they're saying. And we take things the wrong way. Sometimes it comes, the arrow is shoot, and we take it the opposite direction. Ask God what it is you're talking about. And there's a lot of time I have to say, God, help me to understand what you're really saying. Not what my natural man is saying, I think I heard. Because, you know, you think you heard. You think. You don't know, you think. So you have to ask, because the devil, he is so shrewd. He is such a shrewd thing. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy, he comes to tear up, he comes to do broken relationship. He's all up in the mix. But when the word of God, you have to ask God, okay, God, did I hear right? And then he will bring the word back to you. And I liked about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will what? Lead and direct you and guide you into all truth. It doesn't matter if they say you're lying. Doesn't matter, but as long as you know that Holy Ghost is really speaking to you, you know without a shadow that. And sometimes people would just look at you and say, okay, we'll see, time will tell. Time will tell. Right, because he's a revealer of truth. He's a revealer of all things today. And, you know, the word is so rich to let you know that you have to know that whose you are. You have to know your body is the temple of God. You have to know that it belongs to him. He's the one that created you. Your body belongs to him, and he dwells within you. And you have to know this thing. You have to know it. You have to know it when all chaos is happening around you. You got to go inside where the kingdom of peace is. You got to go in and say, Lord, I need to be refreshed. Lord, I need to. And then you start speaking the word of God inside of you. And then it changed the atmosphere around you. Now, how is it? You cannot get the peace from around you now. The peace of God is within you. The peace of God is inside of you. It is not on the outside. And we have to go in and know that. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, to direct us. Ask God, say, God, I need your help right now. I need your help right now. I cannot do it on my own. And I like the words that said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, the thing God has prepared just for you, just for me. And I like that word. See, what you judge on the outside, God just say, you know what? Yeah, this is what's going on right now. But you know what? I'm setting them up for a blessing because your eyes cannot comprehend because you see the bad attitude. You see what was happening right now. But God said, eyes have not seen. I have something better for that person. I'm already, from the foundation of the world, I already created, made sure I already promised them this. I already made for that promise before there was even form in their mother womb. I called them to be the prophet. I called them to be the apostle. I called them to be the helper. And it doesn't matter what comes up in their life. God say, when I know this is what I purposed for them. This is what I've spoken over them. This is what I planted in them. Just like that little what, mustard seed. It's just a little like a black pepper. It is so small. But you know what? It has to be embedded, and it has to go through process. And in the process, you mean you may go through some pain. You may go through some suffering. You may go through some headaches. You may go through some ditches. But you know what? Is what God says. Eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen. No ears heard. So ask God to let you look through the spiritual eyes. Say, God, I need to look through your eyes. I need to see through your eye. Let me judge things through your eye. Let me hear things through your ear. Let me speak things through your mouth, Lord. Because my eyes maybe need to be clean. You know how you're driving in a cold, in a hot weather, and then all of a sudden some cold things change, and then the glass start getting foggy in the car. You try to put something white to clear it up so you can see clearly, and you have not seen what God has done for us, about to do, or God is doing even right now. I know we talk about don't say about to, but what God is doing, God is doing it. It's all around you. He's doing it. The world keep moving. Time keep going. He's doing it. He is doing it. So eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered the hearts of men, the things God has prepared for them that love him. He loves you, and he loves you. So he have an unconditional love. He loves you. He's preparing the best for you. He's preparing the table before you in the presence of your enemies. Why? He promised to turn it around just for you. Eyes have not seen. Sometimes ask God to show you the real deal. Lord, you know what? Let me see the real them. Let me just see, God. Let me just see. Let me just see. And if he opened your eye, you'll see that. You'll see, you know that movie with the cocoon of gold, he'll let you see that the glory of God is in the person. He'll let you see what you're judging on the outside is not what's in the inside. He's bringing the person to development. He's processing them. And what you think is not of God, it is God. Because God, who knows the mind of God, or who even understand when God moves, who even understand his movement. See, we would call it long time ago when God helped the harlot and helped this person and that person, you will say that's not of God. You will call them a devil. But God said, what eyes have not seen. You don't know the way I move. You don't even know when I'm in something moving. You don't know. But ask him to open your eyes today so you can see clearly. You can see. And let him reveal it to you. Because he said he would not do anything until he revealed it to his servant, the prophet. He promised, seek him while he's near. Call upon him. Whatever it is you need, ask of him. And he will bring you into that place in him. See, God have men and women of God that don't look at the person being a bum or homeless or a druggie or on the pole. God, when God had man and woman of God, they look through the eyes of God, and they can see that that person have a calling on their life. They don't look upon the raggedy clothes. They don't look upon the what the person may be in a gang or whatever, but they see God's letting them see that, listen, that's one of mine's right there. Witness to them. That's one of mine's right there. Work with them. That's one of mine's there. Pray for them. That's one of mine's right there. They're going to do great wonders. They're going to do great miracles. This is one of mine's. Jesus came not to, he came, he did not come to the sanctified house, but he came to the wine bibbers. He came to the ones that people call not good enough. He come to the one that is rejected. He come to the one that just don't know what to do. And the one that is what? Sick. And don't even know they need help. That's who he comes. But the thing about it, ask him to open your eyes that you may see clearly. Open my eyes that I may see clearly. That I may see through the eyes of you. That may, in other words, see through the spiritual eyes. And you can judge things from a different thought pattern, not the way man judge, but judge as God would. Remember now, he's using you. You're just an instrument willing to be used of him. Allow him to use you and allow him to bring forth that change, not that head knowledge, but have an intimate relationship with him. Have that heart of compassion. Let thy heart, that word, when you could tell a difference. When a person get married now, okay, they think they know the person. Okay, you only know a part of them, the part that you saw while you were dating. And when you got married to the person, then after a while, you start getting to know them. You have an intimate relationship with them. And then you start finding out the little ups and downs, the little good habits and bad habits. But then you do what? You look through them through the eyes of what? L-O-V-E. Ooh, you see them through the L-O-V-E. And when you continue to look through them to that love, because God come to give us grace and love, right? He had mercy upon us, right? When we were yet sinners, he had mercy upon us. He looked through us through the L-O-V-E lies. So think about it, y'all. In a marriage, it takes process, right? There's some things you really don't care for, but you do what? You L-O-V-E. Oh, put the heart shape now. You know, Valentine's coming up, y'all, soon again, okay? So, you know, put the little heart now. Jesus put the heart there, the heart of what? Compassion. The heart that, you know what, that's who God had. They're working out on the process because they're working in the natural man, but God showed you that he has better things for them. And sometimes people need the right person to come in and mentor them and work with them and talk with them and pray with them so they can walk in to their full potential. So today, ask God, open my eyes. Let me see clearly. I need to see clearly today, Lord. And when I judge a matter, let me judge it through your eyes. Know that if God, marriage is a process and we are married to Jesus, right? Think about it. We are married to him, not physically now, spiritually. We are married to him, and he looks at us with lovable eyes. And when we messed up, he said he may punish us, he may correct us, but he still loves us. He doesn't throw you away. He loves you still. Why? Because he's looking through the eyes of love. So ask him now. Ask him to help you to walk the way he wants you to walk, not according to man, but according to his will. Yes. And let the carnal man mind be gone, and let the spiritual man awaken. Awake, awake, spiritual man, awake this day, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. You know, I'm just going to read three scriptures for you, and then I'm just going to go ahead and just go with the announcement. And I'm coming from John 15 and 15. It says, henceforth I call ye not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father
I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Love one another. I'm just going to leave those three scriptures to you. Know that God loves you. Even in your mess, he gave us the opportunity to repent and seek him. And I just love, you know, the message today, and it ties in with yesterday. Can you see clearly? God is love, and know that everyone is continually praying for you as you pray for us. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Write it on a piece of paper. Write the site. Write the phone number down, you know, and give it to someone. You know, you can also send your prayer request, praise report to c7glo@aol.com, and we will be happy to pray for you with your prayer request. You can call in, better, you can call in during our times, and you can give your praise report if we have been praying for you and God has set you free. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night, Friday at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying, and that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Now, you can call in on any one of those three times that I have given you on those, and you can give your praise report. You can ask for prayer. We are happy to pray for you again and hear your prayer report. If you'd like to visit us, please visit us at 313-25-CR-437, which is also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Our church times on Sunday, we start service at 1 o'clock, beginning with our Sunday school and follow service. We don't go in the ordinary set order, but, you know, we allow the Holy Ghost to move. And as you heard the apostle said, you need that Holy Ghost. You need that baptism. Come on over. You'll get it after a while. And on Tuesday night, we have Bible study starting at 6 o'clock. So just come on over, enjoy yourself, and we always have a Holy Ghost party. God is good. We are also accepting donations for our Thanksgiving. You can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donations is too small or too large. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And that's the City of Victory. Till then, be blessed. Thank you.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
let him have.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends.
Let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.